Hey, we have a guest speaker this morning on my audio program. It's Maria, who is the artist who made this wonderful quilt. And I thought it'd be interesting for you to hear her voice. And I was going to ask her, you know, she often talks about what happens when she goes back and looks at a work and then sees it, understands it. Is this true, Maria?
Yeah, I was just saying that when I start working on something, I really just go by feeling or pick out one piece of fabric or something that strikes me. And I have no idea really why at the time that I'm doing it. But once I finish the piece, whether it's a quilt or whatever, and I look back at it, then it becomes clear to me and I can look at it and say, oh, that's what it's about. But I don't necessarily know it when I'm making it.
So what's it about?
So the dragons are definitely about this idea of the dragon as both the protector and something to slay. So I always use the metaphor of slaying the dragon for myself when there's something that I need to confront that I'm uncomfortable with or an issue within myself that I need to deal with and is difficult. And I just imagine myself like climbing up the cliff and slaying the dragon.
Very cool. I always tell Maria, I think this is also true of my writing, that I often don't know quite what it's about until I read it later. And art sometimes guides you.
Yes, always. Always.
Well, thank you. That was really neat. I was curious to know how you got Faith to stand there and pose for that entire video.
I did nothing to make that happen. She just did it.
She knows what she's doing, doesn't she?
She does.
She's a smart one. All right, well, thank you, Maria. Thank you. Come back again.
Thanks, John.